The social media executives didn't have much to say to the Senate committee. Asked what portion of their revenue comes from teen users, they said they didn't have that information. Asked to provide research on how their features impact teens, they said they didn't have that information either, but could ask their companies and get back to the committee. This comes days after pediatric organizations declared a national emergency in children's mental health, citing suicide as the second highest cause of child death. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts has a bill called the Kids Act, which would ban features such as like buttons.
The research is clear. These features turn apps into virtual popularity contests and are linked to feelings of rejection, low self-worth, and depression. Should Congress ban features that quantify popularity for kids, yes or no?
Michael Beckerman, Vice President of TikTok.
Senator, I think this one is one that we should, it's a little bit more complex than that. We'd be happy to have a conversation.
So do you support banning it or not?
On banning likes?
Likes, yes.
I think again, if we wanted to set it by age, that's something that we could look at.
YouTube Kids, which, like YouTube, is owned by Google, does not have like or comment features. But there's nothing to prevent kids from just using the adult version of YouTube. Beckerman acknowledged that age verification is another area that tech companies could improve. Republican senators asked if TikTok shares its users' data with the Chinese government, a claim made by former President Trump after a TikTok campaign helped botch one of his rallies. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas grilled Beckerman about TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
Is this company another affiliate as defined in your privacy policy? That is binary. There's not a maybe. It's yes or no.
Senator, I'm not aware that that is the answer to the question.
Okay, so you're refusing to answer the question. That does not give this committee any confidence that TikTok is doing anything other than participating in Chinese propaganda and espionage on American
children.
Senator,
that's not accurate, and again, I would point you to
if it were not accurate, you would answer the questions, and you have dodged the questions more than any witness I have seen in my 9 years serving in the Senate. That is saying something, because witnesses often try to dodge questions. In my experience, when a witness does that, it is because they are hiding something.
Other senators raised issues of online bullying, teen suicide, sexually explicit content, and content that leads to eating disorders or promotes addictive drugs. Asked what preventive steps their companies are taking, the social media executive suggested parents have conversations with their children about online safety. As the hearing concluded, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal told the platforms they had given him no confidence in their willingness to regulate themselves.
Everything that you do is to add users, especially kids, and keep them on your apps for longer. I understand from your testimony that your defense is we're not Facebook. We're different, and we're different from each other. Being different from Facebook is not a defense. That bar is in the gutter. It's not a defense to say that you are different. What we want is not a race to the bottom, but really a race to the top.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Catherine Monahan in Oakland.